This is the BBC.
Here's the Scott Mills Daily Podcast, and the show really does have an air of the day after a music awards ceremony about it, so sorry about that. It includes, how long have you left your festival or event wristbands on for? You'll be disgusted when you hear this. A Google game where we find out a lot about the life of Matt Edmondson, Alice Levine, a right mess on Real or No Real, and Kay Burley off of Sky News has been dabbing. Don't, Kay. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. Thoroughly enjoyed Rita Ora on the Radio on Breakfast show, co-hosting with Grimmy this morning. Oh, my God, babe.
Oh, my God, babe.
Oh, my God, babe. I was sat next to Grimmy last night at the Brits, and he just does continuous Rita Ora impressions all night. Oh, my God, babe. So, fresh from the Brits last night, Rita joined Breakfast to co-host with Grimmy. It was a late night, and I loved the confusion between Storm Doris and Dory the Fish. Rita got really confused.
Shout out to Doris.
How do you feel about Doris?
Doris. Who's Doris?
Doris.
Which Doris?
Doris.
Doris.
Doris, she was out last night. She's out now.
Oh, she's still out?
Yeah.
I thought you meant Dory, like Dory the Fish from the movie.
What? No, the Doris, the storm.
Come on, guys.
Storm Doris.
I do read the news.
There you go.
I do know that it reached 87 miles per hour as it hits the UK.
It sounds like you're reading that.
I am not.
And then Stormzy rolled through as well and told us how the Ed Sheeran collaboration came about, which was amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah, Ed's a really, really, really good friend of mine. So I went to his house one day to play some music. He played me some music. We ate some chicken and then...
Boom.
Yeah, and then boom.
Is there any pop star that Ed Sheeran is not friends with? Also, let's check how many stylists Rita Ora actually has, please.
Dearest Eric, who is one of my stylists, bless his soul.
One of.
How many have we got?
Three?
Yes, all different regions.
Wow, what regions have we got?
Well, we've got the States and then we've got the UK.
And what's the third one?
The one who wants to travel in between.
Okay, wow, yeah. A floater.
Come back soon, Rita, please. It's so good. Scott Mills here. So I'm still wearing my Brits wristband from last night. Not cut that off yet. And I'm thinking maybe of becoming one of those people that leaves them on forever. Which previously before I've said is disgusting. Clara, what are your views, please? You think it's gross, right?
I think it's gross. Don't be that guy.
But, like, you see loads of people and they've got their Reading and Leeds bands on from 2011. Still wearing them now, no?
No. No, babe.
No?
No. Not okay, hon.
Okay. I wouldn't normally do it, but I just thought I'd be one of those guys, you know? I'd like to actually hear from the person that has left the bands on the longest, right? Because there will be people listening now, like, there's nothing wrong with it. 81199. So Chris is off today, but he will be on for Bangers at 2:40. Google game after three today with Matt Edmondson. He's popping in to see us. And Real or No Real with Alice Levine, who did the ITV2 coverage of the Brits with Clara last night and then went out. Now, Alice rarely does that. So Real or No Real at 3:40 today with Alice could be fully lol.
BBC. Radio 1.
Phil's been on saying, if you had the best time of your life and memories that will stay with you forever, Scott, last night at the Brits, keep your wristband on, as I have been doing since I first went to Ibiza in 2013. 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, okay, good. 4 years old now, those bands. Lush.
Scott Mills.
Can we just for a minute talk about Kay Burley dabbing on Sky News, please? There are certain things that should never happen on the news, and this is definitely one of them. So, Kay Burley has done a reaction to that MP, the Labour MP, Tom Watson. You might have seen the video that's doing the rounds, where he actually does a dab in the House of Commons after Jeremy Corbyn sat down. Have you seen it? Like, they've slow-motioned it. And he definitely is. Anyway, over to you, Kay.
Keep an eye on Tom Watson, who sat next to Jeremy Corbyn. First of all, I have to say, what does he do? He appears to dab as the Labour leader sits down.
Now, of course, for the benefit of the audience, Kay lets us all know what a dab is. And once again, there are certain things that newsreaders should not talk about when it's to do with popular culture, because the explanation of it is always cringe.
Dabbing, if you don't know, is an arm and hand dance move used to celebrate something. Tom Watson's spokesperson said there was no reason behind it, describing it as just an impromptu thing. Well, I had a go at it in the last hour.
Don't do it.
And frankly, lots of you were not impressed by my technique.
Stop.
So I'm going to give it another go. Are you ready?
Please don't.
I'm going to do it really quickly.
No.
The weather.
And the weather.
I'm going to give it another go. Are you ready?
No.
I'm going to do it really quickly. The weather.
Bless. But newsreaders and popular culture don't really mix. Let's not forget our very own Hugh Edwards here at the BBC talking about grime one time.
Right, let's talk about grime. Grime is a unique blend of musical influences. It's said to be bold and British. Its popularity driven in the main by social media. It started apparently in East London around 15 years ago. It's achieved much greater prominence in recent years. And the second Grime Awards took place tonight in London. Our correspondent Colleen Harris has more details.
Lift off the page, darling. And then there are some things that, like, shouldn't be on the news at all. Like when Gemma Collins off of TOWIE wanted to get the term Essex Girl banned from the Oxford English Dictionary, and funnily enough, Kay Burley had her in on the show.
We have definitely evolved over the years as Essex women. We can all take a laugh and a joke at ourselves, Kay. You know, we're up for the banter.
Kay.
But it is very, very derogatory what has been said about us, and it does need to be changed.
But during this interview, we did find out something about Gemma, which I didn't know.
I'm a massive fan of the dictionary. You know, we should be, like, promoting the dictionary anyway because, like, it is such an amazing, like, historical British thing, isn't it?
Oh, I love this. I forgot about it.
I'm a massive fan of the dictionary.
And now, Gemma's final thought.
I wanted to come because, personally, I think the dictionary should be paying everyone in Essex some compensation.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
No Innuendo Bingo today, cos no Chris, but that'll be back next week. I should have said that. I haven't told you that, have I? People are like, where's Bingo. Sorry. That'll be back on Tuesday at 1:45. Oh, I've just remembered this. More popular culture explained. This time, Radio 4 talking about emojis. Remember this?
Emojis. Those smiley or frowny or whatever faces and symbols that some people find intensely irritating.
Yes, but I don't know what they are. Give me an explanation.
There are thousands of different sorts of things, emojis. What daft word, isn't it?
Mm. Oh, a bit of audience interaction as well.
We want you to send us your emojis, that's the thing. Or you can simply shout at the radio.
No, that doesn't work. And presenter Bants.
Send me an emoji, would you, Justin, and then I can
of
get
course,
some sense
I'll
of your emotion.
Of course, I'll send you your daily emoji.
I would love that.
I was just thinking, John, smiley face.
Quite so. Quite
John,
so.
John Humphreys has no clue what he's talking about there, or that other bloke. And finally, we couldn't do this subject without mentioning Danny Howard, of course, discussing the drop in dance music and what that is exactly on BBC Radio 4. Yes, my favourite.
So the bill that you hear there with the laser riser is like, dee, 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 dee. That's the euphoric moment we sort of mentioned earlier, where you know something's going to happen. You've had your sing-along, you've had the claps, and now we need something to really sort of go at.
I love you, Danny. Absolutely iconic interview.
Dee, 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 dee.
Scott Mills.
Still wearing my Brett's wristband from last night, which got me into the arena. Thinking of wearing it forever now, like some people do with their wristbands from festivals and that. Hi, Harvey.
Hi, Scott.
Still got yours on from where?
I've still got my wristband on from Leeds 2012.
Right.
I've got, like, a group of them. There's about six on at the moment.
What arm?
Right arm.
Right, so you've got six on one on your own right arm, yeah?
Yeah, on my right arm, yeah.
Okay. Like, Clara's still with me in the studio. She's really concerned about the bacteria that's building up there.
So are my parents. My parents they hate them, especially at mealtimes. But they've actually recently offered me £100 to cut them off.
Right. So they're saying, oh, we'll give you £100 and you're still not snipping those off?
Well, there's been a deal arranged because I'm going to Benacazim in the summer, so I'm going to get another one. But then after that, I'm taking £100.
Right. Surely they're putting some time limit on this. It's like, get them off immediately. You know, oh, yeah, go on then. Put the seventh one on and then cut them off and you can have £100. No deal.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, how's it going?
Hello, who's that?
It's Liam. How you doing, Chris? Scott, even?
Oh.
Oh, sorry, mate. Oh, sorry, sore subject.
Going really well there, wasn't it? Yeah, I'm good. I'm joking. Yeah, how can I help?
Yeah, I'm just wondering if you woke up your poor dear mother last night when you came in from the Brits a bit tickled.
Oh, you really listen a lot, don't you?
Yeah, a bit too much, probably.
Right, so I was saying yesterday that my mum's staying with me at the moment. It's bad timing. I messed up the dates. So, yeah, she's here on Brits Week. So obviously didn't see her yesterday at all. But, like a good son that I am, did order her a pizza so she doesn't go hungry.
How was that pizza? Did she get to eat ill or did you have some?
I love that you care. It's brilliant.
Yeah, I know, it's caring.
You're really invested in the show. I like it. Okay, so did you hear about the time mix-up?
Didn't it come like an hour or two early or something?
No worse than that. So she's like, Scott, can you order it for 6:30 tonight? And this is the night of the Brits. I'm like, yep, okay, I'll do it now while I remember. So I did it like just before the show yesterday. It arrived at 2:30.
Oh, wow, that's like 4 hours.
Yeah, so I got my 14:30s and my 18:30s mixed up there.
That's a bit of a pickle.
I'm just not good with the 24-hour clock, despite having to look at one every day for 3 hours for the last 8 million years. I still can't really get to grips with them. Anyway, thanks for asking, Liam. She loved the pizza, standard margarita. Chris said that was cheap because it's the cheapest thing on the menu. No, she's just a simple woman from Hampshire and she just likes margaritas. So yeah, she loved it. She texted me saying thanks very much, bit cold, she had to heat it up. And the best thing, what a great mum, I get in this morning, didn't wake her up by the way, there's half a pizza left.
What an absolute babe.
What a babe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for caring.
Thank you. See you later.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. Scott
Mills. Hi, Chloe, on Twitter. She says, I met you in the queue last night to get into the Brit Awards, and you smelled really amazing. And I remember asking you what your aftershave was. Yeah, it's a new one. And even though I told you at the time, I'm not actually going to say it on the radio because I've done this before. And then, okay, well, there was a time when I smelt Tiny Temple once at Big Weekend, and I was like, oh, my God, he smells absolutely amazing. And then he told me in confidence what it was. Then I went and told everyone else because can't keep a secret. And now everyone around Radio 1 wears it. So I'm afraid, Chloe, I can't disclose that information to you.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Grace.
Hello.
Where are you two, please?
I am in Halifax.
Okay, what brings you to Halifax?
Well, I am delivering a set of car keys that one of my colleagues left in Bristol, and I've had to drive it all the way to Halifax and home again, so I will have done 12 hours in the car by the end of the day.
Oh, you're having a mare.
I know, with the storm as well, so it's all good.
Right, so where do you actually live?
In Ross-on-Wye, beautiful Ross-on-Wye.
Yeah, you've got a long journey there. You're such a good colleague.
I know, tell me about it. Tell me, I'm definitely owed some Prosecco or something.
Yeah. Right, so they left their car keys in Bristol?
Yeah, yeah.
And you've driven them to Halifax?
And Muggins agreed to drive them back.
Well, you're very good. I think you should get a pay rise.
Yes. Can you speak to my boss?
Yeah, what's their name?
Ben.
Ben, all right. Just writing that down. Who do you normally choose on Bangers?
I'm about 50-50, to be honest. You've been coming out with some very good ones of recent, I have to say.
Thank you, yes. It's like I've been renewed. Chris isn't here today, you know that, right?
Yeah, I know. He's just having a quiet one, isn't he?
Well, yes. He's literally phoning it in. And here he is now. Hi, Chris.
Hi. How are you guys? You good?
Yeah,
are
you all right?
Scott?
Pardon?
I'm amazed how well you are today. You text me at like 10 o'clock this morning. Couldn't believe it.
It's the new me, Chris.
It really is. I was a little bit disappointed, if I'm honest.
I was eating cheese at 3 a.m.
I know. Madness, eh? Did you have fun?
Yeah, it was really good, thanks.
Yeah, Brits looked amazing, though.
Oh, it's very blowy where you are.
Oh, sorry. Blame Doris.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Nature's on. Right, so, Grace, you can pick between my one, which is this. Chris Brown, Forever.
Okay.
Originally a chewing gum advert. Don't let that put you off.
No.
It was for double mint gum. It's on YouTube, honestly. Or Chris.
You every day.
Chris, what have you got?
Yeah, you can have that. It's terrible lyrics. So you can have my banger today, which is it. Yeah.
What is it?
This is Avicii, My Feelings For You. What a tune.
Totally forgot about this. Very good. Okay, Grace?
Avicii
songs, I've got to be honest.
Pardon?
I'm running out of Avicii songs.
Yeah, you are. You've done the whole Avicii catalogue now. So, Grace, what are you saying?
Well, I mean, I kind of need a tune to sort of cheer me up with all this, driving and storm. It's a tough one. I think it's going to be Chris.
I knew it. Okay, I'm actually holding my hands up on that one. Chris picked an absolute belter there. My feelings for you, Avicii on BBC Radio 1. So, 2-2 now. But he is going to run out, if he hasn't already, of Avicii songs. And Hey Brother's just not going to cut it for me, or anyone else, I don't think. So, who's going to win the week? Tomorrow at 2:40. Jack in Norwich says, for the first time in the history of bangers, Scott has been robbed. I don't feel the need for any sirens today, Jack. Like I said, I'm pretty happy that he won. Emma, Katie and Bryony in event management at Into Global say, not happy for a second day in a row. You should have won hands down. I don't actually agree. And Daryl and Michael and Chris and Ross absolutely love that Avicii choice by Chris today.
Scott Mills. BBC.
Radio 1. Hi, Matt Edmondson.
Hello, Scott Mills.
How was the Brits for you, please?
It was pretty good, thank you. Yeah, I was sat really far away. I know you had a better table than I did. You were, like, right in the thick of it.
You say that.
I was right at the back on a little table. And so I wasn't even totally sure it was Katy Perry on stage. It could have been anyone up there.
And did you see one of the houses fall off the stage?
No, but you know Gary, who works here?
Yes.
He took a video of it.
I've seen it.
And it's gone properly viral. Everyone's retweeted. He's got like 11,000 retweets. He's over the moon.
Was that just from his phone?
I think, just to be fair to Gary, or maybe not fair, I think he did actually nick the video off someone else and has just taken all the credit.
Oh, so not from his phone at all?
No.
Just found it online?
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
But he's still delighted.
But he's like, it's mine, it's all mine.
Yeah.
Yes, on Katy Perry's performance last night, one of the houses that you may have seen on stage, they did fall off. But it was very hard to see.
What a great job
windows.
As well. Like, imagine doing like 6 years at dance school.
I know.
And then you're like, oh, you're just going to get in this Wendy house and bob left to right. Off you go.
Yeah.
Welcome to show business.
Right, let's play the Google game. So we get the start of a sentence given to us, which has been typed into the search engine that rhymes with Woogle. We have to guess what the most popular autocompletes will be, you know, when it autocompletes the question for you.
You don't have to explain the game to me. Remember, this is a game that I invented.
Oh, let's not start this
game. That you then nicked off me. And I can't believe... I knew I was coming to play a game. I didn't realise you had the audacity to play my own game on me.
I mean, this is really rubbing your face in it, isn't it?
It is. Do you know what? I'm over it. I've got a lot of games. You can have this one.
We can share.
Have my scraps.
You've got all the games.
That's true.
So thanks for letting me borrow this one. And here's the sentence we need to complete.
How do I get rid of...
Oh, this could open up a can of worms, couldn't it?
Do you know, there was a point last night where I had hiccups, which I'd not had for a very long time.
I had them the other day for about... And they last about 2 hours.
Right. So I was thinking, is this ever going to go? Because I was talking to various people, like, you know, trying to be sociable. But it was one of the... It was quite aggressive hiccups. It was like, that one. Mm. It's not like the... You know, you get soft ones, but you get real ones that are like...
They take you by surprise.
Right, okay. Yeah. Takes my breath away. So I'm saying this went on for about 3 hours. And I've read about things on the internet where people have had hiccups and never been able to get rid of them.
Yeah, I've seen those. They often crop up in like a Take a Break magazine
or
on daytime TV. Like they'll be interviewed on This Morning or something. And I always think that, I mean, it would ruin your life.
Thing is, though, after a while, I think you would get to know exactly when they're about to come. Mm. So you could probably tailor your radio show around it.
You would sort of be like Derek Acora on the radio. You sort of never know.
Mary! Mary! Mary!
Etc, etc.
I've not heard that clip for years.
It's a great clip.
Mm. It's a man from a TV show back in the day called Most Haunted. And he was he like the...
He's the guy who talks to the spirits.
The spirit whisperer.
Or he claims to.
Yes. And this happened when they were trying to contact the dead one time.
What is it, Derek? You all right?
Mary loves Dick. Mary loves Dick. Mary loves Dick. That's it.
It's a great clip.
I just think hearing about a love story, even between ghosts, is great. And if Mary loves Dick, then that's fine.
Wretched.
Wretched. Mary.
So good.
Mary. If you can watch the clip, do, because Yvette Fielding's face, she's the one who hosts it, is absolutely amazing, because she is, whatever your face was when you heard that clip,
yeah,
she's got that face on.
Yeah, she's experiencing it in person for the very first time. So I'm saying, how do I get rid of hiccups? They went in the end, to be honest, when I went to sleep.
I always do this thing where you interlink your fingers and you put your hands on top of your head with your elbows pointing out. And then you take lots of deep breaths, and apparently that...
Why does that work?
I don't know, because it widens diaphragm, something like that? I don't know.
Right, no, you're just doing this for me.
No, I'm not. You need someone also to scare you if you've
that
got hiccups.
That doesn't work.
No, it does. Or to put you under pressure. I, with Bryony, my other half, if she gets hiccups, I go, do another one. Go on, do another one now. Do one now. And she goes, I can't do it. And then there they go. Do another one.
Oh God, I'd love to be a fly on the wall in your house. Okay, so that's my offering. What have you got?
Right, I mean, the most obvious one, I think, that lots of people will have thought immediately is, how do I get rid of my internet browsing history?
Yes.
Now, that is not one that I've had to use. I've got very open.
Got to be honest, whatever.
I've always got safe search on, so it's fine.
You have, right? Okay, just checking. Whenever we do this Google game, whatever the question is that we get given, internet history always comes up. It's a very popular one.
It's because I don't want people to see what gifts I've been buying for them.
Yes, that's right.
That's the official line.
Yes. Yeah.
That's the official line you've got to use. How do I get rid of moths would be one of my own. As you know, I've got an ongoing moth issue in my house.
Is it still going on?
Oh, mate, it never stops. You think you've got rid of them and then boom, another moth pops up. I've got these sticky pads that go on the wall that let out pheromones to attract moths.
Once again, I want to be a fly on the wall in your house.
You don't, because you get stuck to one of the pads. I've got like a bit of my house that's like Eve's storage. And I put a sticky thing in there not long ago. And you know how irregularly you open a loft? It's basically like to get the Christmas box down or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
At Christmas, it'd been maybe 6 months. You couldn't see the sticky pad. It was just moth.
That would terrify me.
Yeah, so how do you get rid of moths?
Okay, so we've got, how do I get rid of hiccups? And how do I get rid of moths? Which is an ongoing problem for Moth View here. We'll come back to this in a minute and make a decision about what we think one of the most popular answers will be on the Google game with Matt Evanson on Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Playing the Google game with Matt Edmondson. Hi.
Hello.
So, the sentence we've been given today, the start of it, is how do I get rid of? So far, we've got how do I get rid of hiccups and how do I get rid of moths?
It's not going to be that. It's one that's too specific to me, isn't it? I've Googled it a lot, but not that much.
And internet history, we said as well.
I think internet history will be up there. Here's one that cropped up the other day. How do I get rid of my dog's poo without a bag?
Right.
Have you ever done that where you've gone out on a dog walk without the poo bag?
Well, you forgot the bag.
Yeah, and then the dog's done a poo, and then you've got the tremendous social pressure of, well, right, I can't leave the poo here because someone sees me.
Because that makes you a criminal.
Makes you a criminal. And also, if someone sees me, they're going to really judge me badly. But also, I have literally no way of picking it up without getting dog poo on my hands.
Right.
What do you do?
Have you nicked into the local shop and asked to buy a 5p bag?
I'm in a park, mate. I'm in a park.
Right, okay.
Okay.
Here's the thing. No one's going to see you.
No. People look. It's a very judgy park.
Okay,
I go
but
to.
What did you do? You left it there, didn't you?
No, I didn't leave it there. So I initially thought, going to use a bit of tissue, an old bit of tissue for my hand. I thought if I can just manoeuvre it, get it to a bin, that'll be fine. The tissue was too...
This is not good for me. A day after the Brits.
Too small and crusty.
Oof.
I had a cold.
Oh, God.
So, here's what I had to do. I had to stand there like a poo bag hitchhiker and wait for another dog walker to pass me by so I could say, hey, buddy, sorry to bother you. I've run out of bags. Can you lend me a bag? And they did. So then I had to... It's like I owe some dog owner, the owner of a Bichon Frise, a bag.
Oh, God, I'm finding out so much about your life just from this game.
Yeah.
Are you sure this isn't a money-saving tip?
No. Although
I've got no bags.
I did save money on a bag.
You did.
But no, it's not a money-saving tip because karma will catch up with me, and at some point, someone else will ask me for a bag and I'll have to get a bag on.
Pay it forward, yeah. Okay, so do we think that's going to be the most popular answer? Which one should we go for?
It's got to be internet history, hasn't it? It has to be.
I think out of all the ones we've said, probably the most popular, yeah?
I think it's going to be popular with older people who haven't discovered Housley history, that they will be typing in questions.
Okay. As I said, it comes up on every Google game, but should we go for that as the most popular one?
Yeah, I think so.
OK, what are the most popular answers, please?
How do I get rid of piles, a cold, spots, mice?
Wow, how do I get rid of piles? That's bad. I don't know. Don't ask the internet for that. Go and see a medical professional.
Yeah, we
Skype should, Dr. Christian.
We should have gone down the medical route generally because piles are cold and spots.
Yeah, I mean, these are all quite obvious things.
Right.
How do I get... Well, you can't get rid of a cold. A cold just happens.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, doctor.
How do I get rid of spots? There's loads of products out there.
Right.
I guess that one is worth...
Thank you very much for being on the game today, Matt.
It's my pleasure. It's nice to enjoy the game again.
Yes.
It's not on my show anymore.
Scott Mills.
I've said it before, I'll say it again. God bless the Radio 1 listeners. Always there for some advice for things like this. With Matt Edmondson and his dog bag scenario. Harry in Bristol, why doesn't Matt just take off a sock and use that? Harry, thanks for texting in, but you're a disgusting person. I'm Scott Mills. So, Chris is back tomorrow. It's a scheduled day off today, guys. Nothing to do with the Brits, he wasn't even there. I love the day after the Brits at Radio 1 because Radio 1 is still playing in our office, but just really can hardly hear it. Next, we'll get to Alice Devine. Now, she won't mind me saying this, but she's looked better. Seen her walk around the office today. Alice doesn't really go out much, but she definitely did last night. So what we're going to do is drag her in for real or no real in the next 10 minutes. It could be potentially a very, very good listen.
Scott Mills.
Here's Alice Levine, kind of, for real or no real today.
I
mean, your body's here.
Barely.
You okay, hon?
Yeah. I'm actually on time, which is incredible because I'm not here in mind or spirit.
So how was your evening at the Brits? I saw you on the tellies.
Yes, thanks for talking to us. Did you have a nice time? You were there for the posh actual sit-down dinner. I was just, you know, hired help with a microphone, really. But
no, but you looked very busy.
Oh, good. That's the main thing. As long as I gave that impression off.
Did you get all the stars? Did they all chat to you?
Yeah. Talked to a little bit of Little Mix, talked to a bit of Ed Sheeran, all the big names, yeah.
Yeah. Who was the person that you interviewed and you were like, why are they here? But you still had to do it.
I don't know what you're talking about. Welcome one and all.
Was it Bradley Walsh?
No, because I turned down that interview.
Babes, what do you mean you turned him down?
Well, we were waiting for Rita Ora or something. You know, I can't have Bradley Walsh queuing. He's a busy man.
But massive selling debut album.
So
every right to be there.
So yeah, this has passed me by. So he hugged Rag & Bone Man as he went up to win his award, right?
Right.
Why is that, please?
Because he's in the music industry.
No, but he's not, though.
But he is, though. His
Doesn't
album...
Doesn't he do Call My Bluff or whatever he does?
No, he does The Chase.
Yeah, that's it.
But he had an album out last year and it was really popular with the Nans.
Was it?
Huge.
I might have to have a listen to that.
One of the biggest selling albums of last year, debut albums.
Is this a real or no real?
Beat Zayn Malik.
Are we in it right now?
This is all real fact.
Oh, my.
Not fake. Right, are you ready for today's facts, which might be real?
Yeah, go on.
Scientists have developed a slippery coating that in future will mean you can get every last drop of ketchup out of the bottle.
That's really turned my stomach. I mean, I'm delicate as it is, but that phrase,
slippery coating.
Stop saying it. Sort of like a silicon lining or sheath within.
Stop saying sheath. That's worse.
So the sheath would sit within the bottle.
Stop, please.
So the sheath would sit within the bottle. And then, are you okay? Like a kind of latex.
Stop it!
Okay, well, then you help.
Right, let's have none of those words on again, please.
Well, that's just what I'm imagining it would be. Because what does a slippery coating mean?
Well, it just means, you know, because it's really hard to kind of get it out, isn't it? And you have to, like, thump it and it still doesn't come out. And then it all comes out at once. But it'll be like when you pour water out of a bottle. Like, there's none left.
Yeah, no, I understand the concept of an empty bottle.
Okay,
thank
good.
You. It's more the slippery coating that I'm trying to get my head around. Just right. Imagine a bottle that's empty. It'll be like that. Yeah, thanks.
Right, okay.
I feel rough and I'm not stupid.
Right, I want to move on from this one as quickly as possible. So real or no real?
I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
I've just been handed this. So scientists in Boston developed the natural and edible technology that could save 200 gallons of material thrown away inside old containers every year. Also could be used for toothpaste, cosmetics and even glue.
Genius. Absolutely genius. Well done, Boston.
Okay, let's break for a minute to catch our breath after sheath, latex and slippery coating. And we'll come back with more real or no real after this with Alice.
Scott Mills.
Alice Levine's here.
Don't say it like that. Can I have a water, please?
I've got some if you want.
Thank you.
She's a little bit Brits damaged because, no, only because you were on the telly till like midnight.
Yeah.
And then you probably had a couple of drinks after.
I had a lemonade or two, but don't you deserve it after all of that hard work?
And also, like, Alice, I've never seen you. And also, Alice, you don't hardly ever go out.
No, I know. I don't go out after dark, so it was quite a thrill. I was in Da Club.
I know. What time did you get in, please?
Oh, I don't know. I think it started with a six. I don't know.
Right. Like role reversal.
I know. It's quite fun, though, isn't it, going out at night?
It is quite good.
I might do it again.
Here's your next fact on Real or No Real.
In a bid to promote 50 Shades Darker, Jamie Dornan has promised to talk dirty in your DMs if you tweet him.
Oh, Jamie, don't sully yourself.
Sliding into your DMs like Honey G on her knees on X Factor.
I feel like a lot of people would obviously love him to do that.
Yes, but also, like, that's going to be a lot of people to reply to, isn't it?
Will it be a generic one? Do you remember, like, off of 3310s, those old Nokias where there was a template that said, I'll be there in five.
Yes.
Can't talk now.
They still have those.
Do they?
Yes. It came up on my phone by mistake the other day. I'm in a meeting.
Oh! I loved I was in a meeting when I was 11 and got my first phone. I'm in a very high-powered business meeting right now. Can't come to the phone.
Did you ever use I'm in a meeting at the age of 11?
Yeah, of course. I was doing deals. Yeah, maybe it's like that. Maybe it's the sexy I'm in a meeting.
Yeah. So you're saying it's just a blanket message that gets sent out to
Surely
us all?
Surely he's not tailoring each one to each one of his fans.
He's like world famous. It's going to take a long time.
He can't have 200,000 pen pals, can he?
No. Have you seen this film yet?
No, I haven't. I haven't seen the first one.
Should we? Have you not?
No. Are you keen for it?
Shall we go?
Shall we?
Last time I went with Vanessa Feltz.
Oh, I remember that.
She hated it.
I know.
All the way through talking, this is awful. It's like, yeah, but there's other people here, that Vanessa, that might quite enjoy it.
Pipe down, Van. Yeah, I'd be up for it, actually.
I'm not sure how I feel about going to see that with you.
Why is that?
I don't know. Because there's like sex in it.
Is there?
Yes, quite
oh, no,
a lot.
Oh, no, I don't want to see that. Sorry. Let's go see a period drama.
Did you see all the products that got sent in the other day?
Oh, I did.
From 50 Shades Darker?
Not okay.
Not for you?
Not okay. Because there's a table at Radio 1. If stuff gets sent in that's like shared out between everybody that works here, usually it's loads of noodles in a pot.
Yeah.
But this one, very, very niche selection.
Yes, but when I went to the table, all the boxes were empty.
Oh, had it been ransacked?
Yes.
I think I know the culprit.
Just boxes? Well, like 20 of them?
I know just the person. I think you do too.
So, in a bid to promote 50 Shades Darker, will Jamie Dornan slide into your DMs if you tweet him?
I think this is another dubious real or no real, because you know that I feel like sometimes the production values on this are a little bit shoddy. I think that... I think this is like generic. He won't do it tailored. So I'm going to say real, but, you know, a bit of a remix on real.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Not true, but there are some IT geniuses who have created a Christian Grey chatbot you can talk to on Facebook Messenger.
I've never heard anything sadder. That
what?
Really depresses me.
What?
Talking to a Christian Grey bot.
It's only because you've not seen the film.
Gross.
You don't care.
I don't care.
At the end of that round of Real or No Real, I got 20, you got 10.
Don't be like that. I wasn't on my A game. Say it. Say what you always say.
What?
Oh, you're going to be on the radio.
I really enjoy it when you're a bit ratty.
I'm so aggy today.
You're really, like, you've got massive ag on. Oh, go on, say what you normally say.
Do your little catchphrase.
Go on.
Are you going to be on the radio at the
go
weekend?
On. Carry on with your tired old act.
We've heard it 1,000 times before.
When are you on the radio?
Saturday and Sunday.
I don't even care.
Just forget it.
Scott Mills.
Those are your Thursday best bits. We're back for the last one of the week tomorrow from 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.